What is going on, beautiful people? Today, we're going to be talking about how some narcissists do not have a valid reason for giving you the silent treatment. If you're new here, my name is Lee Hammack. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. Boom. Welcome back, folks. Yes, the silent. So we all know what the silent treatment is. If you don't know, like if you're new to my channel, the silent treatment typically happens when a narcissist just removes communication. They're doing this. They zip the lips. It's damn near like you don't exist. They just refuse to communicate with you. And, you know, there could be some valid reasons for the narcissist in their minds. Why they're giving you the silent treatment, why you don't deserve their words, why they're punishing you with no communication. But a lot of times, y'all, their reasons for giving you the silent treatment don't really make sense. You know, they really, truly do not make sense to anybody, including you. It doesn't make like, just for me, it made sense to me in my mind, but I'd be embarrassed to say it out loud, you know, because when I say they don't have a valid reason, like, they could give you the silent treatment because somebody looked at you a certain type of way. Like y'all were out in public and somebody decided to look at you a certain type of way. Somebody decided to lay their eyes on you in a certain type of way. And the narcissistic person who typically are going to be super insecure people, they took it the wrong way and they're holding you accountable for something that somebody else did.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Somebody looked at you, somebody smiled at you, somebody laughed at your joke, you laughed at somebody else's joke, like somebody liked a comment, like they saw you like a picture of your friends getting married or doing something happy. Like they don't have a valid reason for giving you the silent treatment. It's not valid. To the narcissist, it might be valid, it might make sense, but it's like inside a narcissist's mind. It's like this internal battle that we have going on that just says like, I should talk to this person, but they don't deserve my words. Like, how dare you get attention from someone else outside of this relationship? How dare you laugh at somebody else's joke? How dare you laugh at a joke about me? How dare you point out something that I've done that rubbed you the wrong way? How dare you try to hold me accountable? How dare you? And that's the mindset of it right there, y'all. And again, I absolutely know that it sounds ignorant. That's me telling you right now. It's embarrassing. It's shameful because I have the personality disorder and I do that, right? I have this personality disorder and I do it, correct? So if I'm doing this and I have this personality disorder, there's so much going on inside of my mind that I don't want to admit why I'm giving you the silent treatment. And I will tell you this, as a person who's dealing with it, if you're dealing with the silent treatment from a narcissist, do not guess why they're doing it. Especially like you can guess internally. Let me rephrase that. Do not guess out loud to this person why they are refusing to talk to you, why they're ignoring you, why they are pretending you don't exist. Do not guess out loud because you could give them a valid, quote unquote, valid reason to give you the silent treatment. And now you just admitted to it. So now you're definitely in the wrong. So you can guess inside of your mind and just be like, okay, maybe somebody looked at me. Maybe like this is inside of your mind. Maybe somebody looked at me. Maybe they took something the wrong way. Maybe they misinterpreted something I said. Maybe they're going through something and they don't want to talk about it. Maybe ask yourself that question right there. You know, ask yourself those questions right there. I mean, maybe the last question you can ask them, are you going through anything that you want to talk about? Maybe you could ask them that. But typically, you don't want to have to ask them that. Like, because if you guessing out loud, it's like, is it because I went out with my friends? Is it because I laughed at the waiter's joke? Is it because somebody told me I dressed nice? Is it because somebody told me that I had a nice haircut? Is it because somebody told me they liked my nails? Is it because somebody told me they liked my dress or they liked my tuxedo? Is it because somebody told me I had a nice body? Is it, you're giving all these guesses and you're just giving them more ammo. You know, you could be amplifying the silence. Imagine it's going to sound silly, but imagine turning the volume up on your silence, on the silent treatment. Because now you've given them valid reasons inside of their mind. So now, they're mad at you. Like, silent treatment is a form of passive aggressive anger, of course, because a lot of narcissists and toxic people give you the silent treatment as a form of passive aggressive anger. That's exactly what it is. You know, it ends up just being super passive, super aggressive anger. And like, they don't know how to express themselves in a healthy way. So they just, they don't know how to express themselves in a healthy way. So it just, that's how they just give you the silence. They just give you silence instead. I'm going to remove my communication from you. Yes, the silent treatment is external. It's them expressing externally some type of anger or insecurity. But the reasons behind it could be stupid, y'all. Well, Lee, you said some stupid reasons. What are some valid? There's no valid reason to give somebody the silent treatment. There's no valid reason to not communicate with somebody. There's no valid reason. Absolutely. There's no valid reason to you. But in the mind of a narcissist, it's all valid. It might not make sense, but it's valid, but it's embarrassing. I'm not going to tell them I'm mad at because somebody told them that they dressed nice. I'm not going to tell them because that's embarrassing me. That makes me look insecure. But I'm still going to be silent, though. And then that's the crazy thing about it is I'll tackle more about this later. But some of them will go silent on you and then pretend like nothing happened when they finally started talking to you again. After a few days, few weeks, whatever, they'll start talking to you again and pretend like nothing happened. Hey, babe, how you doing? What's going on, son? Hey, daughter, whatever it is. Hey, mom, whatever it is. They'll pretend like nothing happened. And then you're left confused as hell, right? You're left confused. You don't know what the hell is going on. You're just trying to figure things out, right? You're trying to figure it out. But that's how they do you. That's how they treat you. That's how this is how this relationship goes. You're just trying to figure things out. What they're making, they're just causing chaos. They're just causing chaos. You're trying to figure it out. But like I said, they don't have a valid reason, but like, it's embarrassing to say that type of stuff out loud. But valid reasons to a narcissist could be you disrespecting them. They took something you did or something somebody else did to you or towards them as disrespect. You didn't defend me against so-and-so, so I'm holding you accountable. You didn't say this. You didn't say that. So this is your fault. I'm holding you accountable. You see, that's the mindset of it all. Like, they're going to hold you accountable. The silent treatment could be them holding you accountable for something that somebody else has done to them. Something that somebody else has put them through. Something that somebody else has, made them deal with and whatnot. Something that somebody else has triggered a response from them in. You know, you're getting held accountable. You're getting blamed. You're getting this stuff put onto you. And yes, I understand that it's not fair, but is anything fair in a relationship with a narcissist? Is anything, let's be real, let's keep it hot and ready, like a Little Caesar's pizza. Is anything fair inside of a relationship with a narcissist? It's like, it's never going to be fair. You know, it's never going to be fair. And very rarely do they have a valid reason. Like, if you've done something wrong, then yeah, they can give you the silent treatment and that can be a valid reason. If you literally done something wrong that you can admit to doing wrong, but still even your admittance just gives them the permission structure to give you the silent treatment. Let's just say you did raise your voice at them, right? Let's say you did yell at them. And they just, I can't talk to you then. I'm gonna give you the silent treatment because you yelled at me. Even if you apologize for yelling at them, it doesn't, you see what I'm saying? It doesn't mean they're gonna talk to you. You shouldn't have yelled at me. So now I'm not gonna talk to you. This is me holding you accountable. You yelled at me, I'm gonna be silent to you. You know, every action has an opposite and has an opposite or equal reaction. You know, but that's how it goes in these relationship dynamics. You know, valid reasons where they go, like I said, you disrespected them, you got angry at them, you might have actually done something wrong to them, but the narcissist is all going to be weirdly valid to them. They can explain it and validate it within their own minds. But when it comes to try to explain it to somebody else, to try to explain it to you or to try to tell somebody else what they're actually mad at, it's embarrassing. So they don't say it. You know, they won't say it. They won't tell the friends and family members that they're giving you the silent treatment because you laughed at the joke of somebody else. They're not going to do that because how does that benefit them in any way to tell out loud that I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. You know, that I'm mad at them because of this. I'm mad at them because of that. They're not going to say, some of them won't say it because they're embarrassed of it. They're ashamed of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, that shame does, that shame builds to the surface. That shame, you know, manifests. That shame grows. Shame grows in the dark. It just does. So the longer they give you the silent treatment, the more shame that they probably feel. So that the longer they might, instead of just dealing with the shame, they just perpetuate it. They just feed it. They just keep it in the dark. Because we all know that most narcissists are not very good at communicating anyway. So this is this is a method of communication for some of them. You know, and I'm going to end this with, you know, I know I've done a few videos about the silent treatment. You told us the valid, invalid reasons. They don't make sense to me, but we know you're trying to help. Blah, 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 boo, 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 bee, bee, bee. Tell us how to deal with the silent treatment. The best way to deal with the silent treatment. To me, it might not work for you, so be careful. Of course, use discretion. Is to just try to enjoy the silence, y'all. Try to find some peace in the silence. Because a lot of times, y'all have narcissists that don't know how to shut the hell up. Let's keep it real. Some of them don't stop talking unless they give you the silent treatment. This could be a peaceful time for you. You know, so learn how to, like, start knitting. Read a book. Go to the gym. Do something during this time period. You're going to get in trouble anyway. So it's in this space right here. You might as well get in trouble doing something that you want to do. Read a book. Have some fun. Do something. Enjoy the silence. Do some meditate. Because you see what I'm saying? Because if you learn to enjoy the silence, it no longer, they very rarely can use it against you as a punishment. Because you're enjoying it. Oh, you're going to give me the silent treatment again? Cool. I'm going to the gym. Cool. I'm going to go do stuff that you said I couldn't do. Cool. And a lot of time I tell this to people as well, use the silent treatment as a platform to understand that you can live without them. They're teaching you how to live without them when they're giving you the silent treatment. They're teaching you that you don't have to communicate with them. You don't have to talk to them to survive and to thrive and to live. You don't have to do that type of stuff. So again, they might be teaching you how to live without them inadvertently by giving you the silent treatment. There's another way you can look at it. You know, enjoy the silence. You know, but I will say this as well. If you have something important that you need to say, like scheduling wise or whatever, say it out loud or text it to them. Put it in writing so they can see it. So when they do start talking to you again, they can't hold this against you. Or they still might try to hold it against you, but at least it's written down, right? At least you have it written down and whatnot. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Of course, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Join one of my courses or support groups. Link is in the description of every video I do or podcast I put out. You know, hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music. I appreciate y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. You are a mental illness rock star, and I appreciate you for being here. If you haven't already, make sure to click on the screen to subscribe to the channel and watch another one of my videos in my playlist. There's also a link available up here for you to purchase my kids' book. Remember, it's not your fault, on Amazon. So check that out. Thank you. I will see you in the next video. Peace.